couple more days before the season starts, but how anxious are you guys right now? What would you say?
Very excited. It's been a long preseason, and you know, we feel good with where we're at. Obviously, we're making progress, so we're ready for the real thing.
Where's the preparation at, would you guys say, right now?
It's good. I mean, each day we're getting better, learning more, and we're headed in the right direction. It's not going to happen overnight, but we're much better now than even when we played Boston the other day.
How was the second unit coming along this?
Good. I think getting extended minutes for some guys, myself included, in the last couple of preseason games was very beneficial, and I think you'll see that pay off once we get into the regular season.
How much different is last year's group compared to this year's group in terms of the second unit is concerned? You know, with losing Trey and then you know, having some new faces, Jared coming in.
Right. It's definitely different. Trying to think who we, you know, the lineup was always different last year, so it's hard to like look at a second unit. But you know, I think having Jared off the bench is a big addition. Having guys, I think we're deeper at the big man spot. Jerome is very, very good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Markel and Court, like we have guys that can all go. So I think we'll have a good group off the bench.
How do you build on your rookie season? Like, what's the goals for you now heading into the game?
Well, the biggest thing this offseason or this preseason is coach wanted me to be aggressive offensively. So attacking the basket, shooting a lot of free throws, getting to the line. That's all very big for me to improve from last year.
Do you feel comfortable in his system? I mean, I know the flex is...
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just... I feel comfortable in that I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to get very good in his system. But it takes time. You know, even last year, the new staff coming in, it was my first year, so it was all I knew. But it really took us till about January to figure it out. I think it'll be a quicker process this year. He's very, very cut and dry about what he wants and does a great job of communicating that. So I think you'll see us hit a flow earlier in the season.
What about that back to the basket game you've been showing now too? A couple new moves.
Yeah, you know, it's not always pretty, but it's coming along. You just have to stick with it. Anytime you're trying to add something to your game, it's not always going to be pretty, but you got to stick with it and see it through. So it's going to be very, very good for me and for our team this season.
Was that like something the coaches brought up with you?
No, Lionel's, you know, he told me you can't just be a slasher. You have to be able to make plays with somebody between you and the basket. So, you know, it's going to make me better, and I'm excited about that.
How has Brooke being out kind of helped you in a sense, if at all? I mean, I guess it's giving you more minutes out there, more court time, right?
I would say the biggest thing is getting extended minutes. It gave me like a rhythm for rebounding. Sometimes to rebound, it's easier when you're out there for next, you know, 8-10 minute segment. You get a feel for just a flow of the game rebounding, and that was big for me. But obviously, we hope he gets back.
I know one of your things also was just maybe play a little more powerful out there with Brooke on the court at the same time. Hopefully, what about that? Obviously, you haven't been able to do it just much in preseason. What about that? Hopeful.
I think it could be a great lineup, especially if we're both rebounding at a high level. That's where we can punish teams, because you get guys like Joe, D. Will taking shots, but then you get second shots off of having two bigs in there. So if we can capitalize on the boards with that, I think it's a great lineup. But if we don't rebound, it doesn't really make sense. So that has to be like a pound type offense where you're making them pay defensively and offensively on the boards.
Every
year you have goals because you don't want to stay where you're at. You want to improve, you want to get better. To me, offensively, this is a big year. Like, felt like my defense was ahead of my offense last year. And, you know, the coaches are giving me a chance to prove myself on the offensive end, so it's a good thing for me.
What, any tangible goals?
Yeah, I mean, I just keep that, you know, I have my own goals and keep those to myself, so. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I love starting. I started a lot last year, but, you know, it just makes you want to win, just like any other game. So it's just a chance to go out there and help the team from the jump, probably play some more minutes and have a bigger impact on the game.
Are you guys preparing?
Well, I don't know if you're preparing. He just hasn't practiced so far. He's been on the treadmill. He's been working out. I'm probably not even supposed to speak on his injury. you know, he'll be fine. I don't know when, but he'll be fine. Oh, yeah, I'm very ready.
If I've been started the whole month of March this year, and that arguably was the most successful month of the season, that give you a confidence in the fact start for pro?
Definitely. And that's something that, and it wasn't, you know, I didn't have huge numbers or whatever, but just to know that your team's winning when you're a part of it, that's the biggest confidence. So that does more for you than a good line. That's something that you can always hang your hat on.
It seems like rebounding has been one of the focal points with Lionel and you guys hitting the glass. What goes into being a great rebounder at the NBA level? Well, what's the process?
Very fundamentally, just the more you go, the more you get. You know, after just going to the boards, then you got to come up with them. So going with two hands, you know, hitting people first. It's really just, you know, it gets physical in the NBA, so you just got to hit people first and then be quicker to the ball. I think being quick to the ball is probably the second biggest thing. Yeah. You just say you want to see me be aggressive on the block and let me score the ball.
You, your coach, tell you this.
Oh, every player wants to hear that. So we're gonna be all right together.
Mace, where's your range at, would you say, right now with your jumper? Is it like 12 feet, 14? What would you say about it?
Yeah, you know, they leave me open 15 feet and in. I'm taking the shot. You know, a preseason I didn't get many, but they'll be there. You know, and a lot of that, too, is just figuring out the offense and when to find guys, what passes I'm looking for. But it'll be there.
What do you think of your shot selection in the preseason?
You know, at times, I force things, for sure. But, you know, that's only one way to figure it out. You got to be aggressive and let the score.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.